Back here for hour number two of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. Tuesday night, the 21st of August, 2007. My guest tonight is Adam Rod of OklahomaCorridorWatch.com. That's OklahomaCorridorWatch.com. You know, it's amazing, folks. We've got the documents that say this is happening. Their own documents, government documents, released through Freedom of Information Act requests. But it's all a conspiracy theory. Don't believe what you see. Don't believe what you read. And most of all, don't believe what you hear from those crazy crackpot, tinfoil wearing hat crowd. Because they're nuts. It's all a conspiracy theory. Don't believe it whatsoever. I mean, it is, to me, it is absolutely insanity that they expect us to believe that. But the problem is so many people have been conditioned for so long that they will take this, what they say, as the gospel, and George W. Bush can sit and lie right into a camera and tell you what. As a matter of fact, I don't even think there's even any video in this country of what took place up there today. I don't think I've come across any when I checked earlier. Have you seen any American News video of the press conference up there today, Adam?
I have not. I've looked on Fox and CNN, and I looked on the White House's website, and I even looked on the SPP's website, and I don't think there was any video taken, or if there was, it's not public right now.
Well, we our resources were limited. We had to talk about Michael Vick.
Right. Exactly. I mean, we got to talk about the guy. Yeah, Michael Vick never was looking at the destruction of our country. How many countless hours have been spent by people and reporters talking about that one issue? And quite frankly, I mean, yeah, it's pretty messed up to torture dogs, and that's wrong. That's just nuts.
Sure it is.
But frankly, when it comes right down to it, there won't be any America left for people to even have that. It'll be gone. Maybe we should focus some of that effort and attention onto exposing the fact that our government is laced with traitors all over the place, and our population is, for the most part, asleep.
Yeah. But hey, Michael Vick, he might get jailed. His NFL career is ruined. We should all feel so sad.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
what do you mean? I'm losing my job? What for? Well, we have this North American Union now, and all these illegal aliens that are coming across, well, see, they've got amnesty now. And they're going to do your job for $5 an hour where you did it for 7 or 10. Sorry. Thanks for helping us, though. You were great. We'll see you later.
Exactly. Go find yourself another job. Yeah, unfortunately,
but, hey, what do you think about that Michael Vick, huh?
who won the preseason game yesterday?
I have no clue.
Oh, neither do I. People, we're going to wake up. Either our people have to wake up now and stop it, or we're going to wake up 5 or 10 years down the road, and it's all going to be gone. And there won't be any stopping it. We'll have to be trying to rebuild from the shambles.
Now, and the added thing, too, is we've got so many people who claim to be a part of this truth movement, but as far as it goes for them, it's 9/11. And, these people are already want to be active, but, man, if they could just get into the whole load and understand why 9/11 occurred, and that this is all part and parcel of that, and that their country is about to go bye-bye unless they wake up. I mean, you can have your new 9/11 investigation and all you want, but who's going to be deciding it? Is it going to be a Canadian judge, or is it going to be a Mexican judge in the new North American Union?
That is a very, very real possibility.
Huge possibility.
And quite frankly, if that happens, no matter what comes out of a 9/11, a new investigation, if it's a Mexican judge trying it, we all lose, no matter what
exactly
comes out.
Back in a minute here on the Midnight Rider.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars.
For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
You're tuned into the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. My website is midnightridershow.com. And there's a nice handy-dandy link to the email if you've got the comments about the show, guest suggestions, and I'm getting those. I've got a lot of information to go through just from stuff that listeners have sent. And I'll be doing that here this week as well. And also a link to the chat room, which is open right now. And it looks like the guy from Homeland Security has gone home. Or gone to bed. I guess office hours are over. So he's gone. So if you'd like to pop in there, feel more than free to do so. Our guest tonight is Adam Rott of OklahomaCorridorWatch.com. And Adam's one of these guys that realized something needed to be done to keep an eye on these yo-yos. That it wasn't just happening in Texas. It's happening everywhere. And Oklahoma's the next state they've gotten their sights after Texas, and it's absolutely incredible. None of this is it's not happening though. Don't believe it. As you see this infrastructure go into place around you, The fact that Kansas City has already set aside land for the Mexican government to own as part of the North American Union with an NAFTA superhighway with a little inland port. Don't believe it. It's not happening. It's all an illusion. You're in a matrix. You're the North American Union matrix. Now get out of it. Wake up. None of this is real.
You know, what's even worse, Mike, is that, I mean, they play word games with us.
Right.
That's what makes me so mad, is that they will actually sit and say, we're not calling for a North American Union. We're calling for North American integration. And they always do this. They'll change the name of their organization. But we aren't right. advocating this. Well, you know that's actually right. You just changed your name. Now you're a new group.
Exactly. I mean, nobody can reach you at the old number.
Exactly. I mean, it's a giant shell game trying to catch these people.
Sure.
Because while they do put it out there in the front, in the what they're doing, they don't. The deep, dark, bad secrets, they don't put it out there. And that's why we have to file Freedom of Information requests for SPP documents. I mean, it's why you have to spend hours and hours digging through to find it.
Right.
And they don't make it easy on you.
No, I mean, because it's three-card money. I mean, you're not designed to win. The game's not designed for you to win. I mean, it's designed for us to lose every time.
Exactly.
And meanwhile, somebody else gets rich. Bill in Idaho. Welcome to the program. You're on, sir.
Yes, thank you. Excellent program, as usual.
Thank you.
I just wanted to thank Adam and you for making it so plainly and simply clear to your audience. I'm assuming a lot of them over at NIC, the non-instructional college that we have here in Coeur d'Alene, you know, obvious by the resounding silence that there's a considerable amount of other cognitive dissonance going on here and or complete denial, but I think that's what Alan Watt constantly refers to in his commentary. It's absolutely evident that Adam's peer age group are having a very difficult time psychologically, emotionally, or even financially accepting the concept that they've got an enemy and it's right downtown Coeur d'Alene any more than D.C. and that it's about to come upon them. I assume because, you know, every beautiful blue-eyed blonde is studying psychology, and I assume the little boys are studying them, so necessarily they don't have too much time to listen to what you gentlemen are trying to draw their attention to.
Bill, quite honestly, the people that I find the most active and the people that are getting the job done are the kids. I mean, it's the college-age kids that are getting out and getting the stuff done. The people that I find that have the hardest time breaking their paradigm are guys like me that are 40 and up. Those are the ones I find have a real tough time breaking it. But you bring up a good point. As far as the education system is concerned, there is no education going on.
No, there's mind control or mind conditioning or brainwashing going on.
Sure.
And I just thought I'd mention for Adam, if he's really serious about following through and identifying when FEMA comes, or what agency was it, Adam, that's coming to town to...
It's NASCO. They're the North American Super Corridor Coalition out of Dallas.
Well, if your area is any more important to their ultimate master plan, and I assume even more so than here, you might start at the political science at the junior college level area for the unannounced scheduled planning of further conditioning of these most valuable assets. Because here, 2 years ago, they sent an absolutely lovely, I mean, she was absolutely beautiful, young lady. I never heard anybody talk so fast and tell so many fibs in an hour and a half presentation in front of the political science class, which got a quarter percent or a quarter credit for that hour and a half time that they expended dozing, I guess. but she came directly from Washington, apparently was on a very, very extended schedule throughout the United States, and made the presentation lying to these kids who apparently are now the graduates that are running your C-scan and your PET equipment at mm-hmm. your local hospital that you can't afford to go to. So, as good and excellent, and I've gone to your webpage, it's absolutely excellent, and I note it and get your information out as far as I can.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, we're trying to get out there and get the information, and I definitely will look into the political science aspect, both to further my own education right there, and also to tap into people who haven't spent years of their life being brainwashed. They've spent a good deal of time, but like Mike said, they aren't 40 or 50, and maybe we can start to rouse the younger generation a little bit to get active and care about where their country's going. Because while Mike's absolutely right, some of the most dedicated activists right now are from my generation, like Loose Change guys. There's still an awful lot out there who are, I don't know if I want to say blissfully unaware, but they are unaware, that's for certain.
Well, there's a lot of people who are blissfully unaware. Bill, thanks for the call. And you, Adam, you did, a local talk show in Oklahoma City here recently. What kind of response did you get when you basically got on and started laying this stuff out?
I received a fairly positive response, actually. The woman who interviewed me, she was real receptive to the information. She was somewhat familiar, though not real extensively, and when I started laying the information out there, she agreed that it's a real thing. I mean, sadly, that is an important victory to win to actually convince somebody that it's a real thing, but it was. And the feedback I got from the folks who listened, the folks there locally, they weren't too happy to find out about this information, hopefully it's one of the first things, the first few rocks from an avalanche that will help to awaken the people here, both here specifically here in Oklahoma, but also across the country to get up and stand up for their country, because if they don't, nobody's going to.
Right, and just as Bill had mentioned, or you mentioned, you know, people are blissfully asleep, and the information is not getting out. And you know, and look, folks, I mean, the cost to do this on a mainstream radio station to go out and buy the time is huge. I know Terry Anderson, who's on Republic Broadcasting Network from 11 to midnight on Sunday nights, RBN carries his program, but his program is based out of L.A. It's a minimum of $1,500 a week just to be on for that 1 hour.
Wow.
Because he's on in L.A., and I think he's on in Vegas, and I think either in Tucson or Phoenix on local radio stations. And that's where his huge cost comes, $1,500 a week just to get his message out on three stations. And RBN's been good enough to carry his show as well to get it out, you know, to more people across the country. But yeah, $1,500 a week. That's insane.
And for grassroots activists, I mean, which virtually every single one of us are, that type of cost is almost entirely prohibitive. I mean, it's great that, I mean, RBN and other networks are able to carry shows, because I've looked into it myself, actually, of what it would cost to get a radio per show on traditional media forms, and it... I couldn't do it. That's way too expensive.
There's no way, and that's for the average person. There's just no way to get in and do it. And so, yeah, you have to get guest spots or whatever you can do to get on. We're talking with Adam Rott. We've been discussing the North American Union, this SPP meeting up in Canada, plus getting into a bunch of other things as well. Our number, if you'd like to join us, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 right here on the Midnight Rider.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Watch me, watch me, I got it. Watch me, I got it. Hey, I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul and I'm super bad. Super bad. Huh. Now I gotta move. That tells me what to do. Sometimes
during the break, I picked up the transcript again of Bush and Harper and Calderon's press conference today. Here's Bush with us as in his little remarks. He says, "NAFTA, which has created a lot of political controversy in our respective countries, has yielded prosperity." Lie. Since NAFTA came to be, trade between our respective countries has grown from $293 billion a year to $883 billion a year. Well, matter of fact, that's right. That's probably true because the second largest sector of the Mexican economy is money being sent from the U.S. back to Mexico by illegal aliens. Now, for some, those are just numbers. For many, it's improved wages and a better lifestyle and more hope, as long as you're not in the United States. And the question that we're faced with is, how do we continue to enhance prosperity so the average citizen understands the benefits of three countries working together? And I think we made some good progress toward eliminating barriers and toward harmonizing regulations to a point where more prosperity will come to be.
I guarantee you, Mike, the exact same thing was said 50 years ago in Europe. I mean, I don't have the actual document to be able to prove that, but I mean, I guarantee you they said the exact same thing, and look where they are now.
Yeah.
And you know, if NAFTA brought such great prosperity for our countries, then why is it that one out of every 10 Mexicans is in the United States? Yeah, real great prosperity there in Mexico as a result of NAFTA.
Taking the show on the road. Hey, it was so good down there. Let's go up there. It's absolutely amazing. Carol in Pennsylvania, welcome to the Midnight Rider. How are you tonight, hon?
Fair to middling. I resent the young man saying that we are not on board. You know, some of us may not be 30 or 40, but we are on board and we understand the situation.
Good deal. That's what we
and
need.
You know, one day I happened to get a brochure in the mail, and it was about five presidents, who was related to these five presidents, which it was George Bush.
Right.
Which was Abraham Lincoln. Now, he tried free trade. It did not work. That man was the epitome of deceit and ugliness. And we're not all brainwashed by what we have learned in, unfortunately, what we call public schools. And, you know, we're here. And we're willing, ready, and able.
Good.
And something has to be done. But it just doesn't stop with the free trade. It is our food supply. It is our weather. It's everything.
It's right. Yeah, see, Carol, you're right. This is just one piece of it. And that's the thing. But if you go to the public schools today, they're not teaching them anything. I mean, they're not teaching them a thing at all.
I know they're not today.
The education you got and the education I got are vastly different from what they're getting today. I mean,
mother and father got an eighth grade education, and they learned more in those 8 years than we learned in 12.
Exactly.
I believe it because, I mean, the 3 months that I was in public school myself, what passed as social sciences and tests was that the teacher would give us a test, we would go through the answers, then the teacher would go through and tell us what the right answers were, and then he'd give us the exact same test and the exact same orders before, and it was the second test that the grade was based off of. So, I mean, education is in such shambles in this country that it's a misnomer to even call it education.
Well, young man, we are here. There are plenty of us here.
Well, that is very encouraging, and I definitely did not mean to slight anybody who is older than myself, because I've learned from everybody who's older than myself. I've learned from that's for certain.
Yes, every chance I get, I educate the young as much as I can.
We need as much help as we can get.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. We all need it, but I don't know what we're going to do with this SPP, but it definitely has to be stopped.
Yeah, it definitely
There's
does.
A lot of things that have to be stopped.
Yeah, and it's just one piece of a larger problem, Carol.
Mm, okay, I wasn't being mean, but
Yeah, I know, there's a few of us that are awake to it, and you're one of them, and we need more, and you're doing a good job, hon, and I appreciate you calling tonight.
Okay, thanks, sweetheart.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it takes all of us. I mean, and that's the cool thing is it's all age ranges, and you know, just getting out and talking. And just sharing it just a little bit at a time. You know, that's what it takes.
That's exactly right, and that's the only way you can do it. I mean, unfortunately, we're running out of time, but, I mean, most people do not respond well to just have it all dumped on top of them.
There's just no way they can take the whole load. I mean, boom. You know, I know the way I came to all of this is much different than the way a lot of other people. I mean, I have Fox News to thank for waking me up. Because I was watching the Hurricane Katrina coverage and realized we were nothing but a bunch of cattle. Thank you, Shepard Smith and Geraldo.
Wow.
You know, that's how I came to all this. And I was just sitting there watching these people stand around and watching the buses and the vans and the trucks go by with all the aid. And the people are just standing around watching it go by. Ain't nobody stopping, ain't nobody doing nothing. And Bush looking so concerned from the helicopter. And I knew it was all a game. And the gig was up. And from there, everything else sort of followed into place. Back in a minute, this is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, our number 800-313-9443. We're talking with Adam Rott of Oklahoma CorridorWatch.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Shoot tombstone full of wine, balls and chain. I'm drinking tea, I'm smoking down a mine. I hope some screwball start a fire.
Are you ready? I think that's the question of the night. Are you ready? Are you ready for the North American Union? Are you just, or do you want freedom? Because that's what, look, when this domino falls, and the North American Union takes place, if we don't stop it, the United States falls along with it, and its sovereignty, and you create a regional government, and the dominoes around this world will fall along with it, and they bring about the one world government, which is what they want. And so if you're hearing this information for the first time, you're going, oh, come on, it is a crazy conspiracy. No. We've got the documents. We've seen the information. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact. And yes, there is a conspiracy. There is a conspiracy that exists to bring the United States, Mexico, and Canada all into one. They've already got a new currency. It's called the Amero. You've got investment advisors on the boob tube talking about how people should embrace the Amero and welcome it and love it and invest in it.
You've got the Fed saying on their website talking about it and writing down the plans for it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, so it's there. It's out in the open. I'm sorry, it's not included with the Lindsay Lohan update for the evening. Or the Britney Spears or the Michael Vick update. I'm sorry that the mainstream media didn't choose to cover this when they thought Michael Vick and his dogfighting conviction was more important. I'm sorry. But this is the cold, hard facts of life, and that's why you're going to get this information here on this program. You're not going to get it from sitting there listening to Hannity and Limbaugh. They're not going to tell you this stuff. They didn't even mention this today. They sat and hollered and screamed about Michael Vick and the liberals. Ooh, the scary liberals, which are no different than the scary Republicans. Thomas in Missouri, you're on the program. Welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider.
Welcome aboard indeed, Mike. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. What's on your mind tonight, Thomas?
Okay. You know, earlier I heard a caller, and I know there's like this big delay, internet, radio, et cetera, that talked about, was talking about several facets. You were talking about real education and everything else. And you're also talking about the North American Union, which, by the way, I do recall seeing mention of the Amero on MSNBC, and the guy stating Canadians are not happy about it. However,
no.
Here's one thing that I noticed that many radio talk show hosts are not talking about in the alternative media. And this is a corporation, by the way, that has their hands in multiple cookie jars, and they're probably involved in a lot of this stuff. And one way to hit them with a very crippling blow is to stop giving them money, because every time you give this company money, it goes out of the country, whether it is tech support in India or turning back their backs on quote-unquote software piracy in China. Now, do you know what I am talking about, what I am referring to? Because I would like to see this covered more on shows like yours, on shows on other networks, and everything else. Mike, do you know what I'm referring to?
I'm assuming that you're going to say Microsoft.
Yes, and I'm talking about the alternatives to Microsoft. And no, I'm not talking about Apple. They're controlled opposition. Microsoft owns a significant portion of their stock. I'm talking about Linux. I'm talking about free open source software, which I've asked around on the Prison Planet Forum. They are very interested in that stuff. I've asked in other venues. There is interest in this. And a good way to deal these guys a crippling blow is to stop sending them money, because you can save $200 to $400 by doing this. $200 to $400 that can get you tools and information such as Prudent Places USA, Berkey water filters, and other things. And I got to ask, do you have any plans to either have guests on talking about this stuff?
It's something we may do in the future. I mean, Thomas, I don't know if dealing a blow to Microsoft is going to stop the North American Union. Would I like to see Microsoft go packing? Yeah, because their stuff stinks. If I could use Linux, if they had the audio and video thing worked out where I could do it and everything was plug and play and I didn't have to spend all day configuring it, all of my stuff would be Linux. Matter of fact, I used Linux on my desktop for 2 years, but I had to drop it because their audio and videos doesn't work right.
I understand that.
Yeah, here's the deal in a nutshell. When Linux can get things to where the average person can install it without having to go to a command line and log on as root and all that kind of stuff, where all they do is just pop it in and away they go, then it's going to win. I mean, hands down, because it's a far superior operating system.
But
until that time, you know, you're barking. You know, trying to get people to switch, they're just going to be frustrated.
Yeah, that's the problem I had. I ran Linux for about 9 months, and that was the problem I had, was I didn't have the time to spend a whole year becoming sufficiently familiar enough with the command line to be able to use it properly.
Right, well, go chase a library or this or that. Go ahead, Thomas.
Well, here's the misconception. And for people who are creating content and everything else, who are already used to what they have, that's fine. However, if you want to listen to shows like the Midnight Rider, you can do it. If you want to check sites out like TruthNetRadio.com or RepublicBroadcasting.org, which, by the way, plugs Videoland Client, an excellent free and open source media player, they can do that. The misconception of the command line is gone unless you're wanting to do advanced multimedia content creation.
And I do, and there's the problem. That's why I can't. But for the average person, I mean, I've run across average pieces of software, like productivity software, that you got to go hunt for stuff for, and the average person is not going to do it. Just like with a Windows install, if it says that you need a driver for something or you need a DLL file for something, people give up because they don't have time and they don't have the inclination and they don't want to screw with it. I mean, that's how it is. But am I willing to have people on? We'll definitely do that because I think the word about Linux and other open source software, again, to get people out of this, you know, shoving money to corporations, I think, yeah, it would be a super, super thing to do. And I appreciate the call. Thanks.
No problem.
You know, okay. You know, I mean, yeah, you've got these huge corporations that benefit. I mean, just like, you know, like a company like Microsoft is getting, you know, benefits from these type of mergers. Because, again, you've got tech support all over the country, and now spread out all over the world where it was here in the U.S. And, sure, they benefit from this cheap labor. I mean, I know America Online's out of this town now in Oklahoma City with 1,500 jobs because, again, cheap labor elsewhere.
Right.
So, but I didn't mean to turn this into the tech support hour. But, you know, I've got this clip here, you know, where we're talking about the Amaro and embracing the Amaro. Here's a guy on CNBC. This is a clip I was referring to a minute ago.
Dollar drop. We're coming into a cyclical bottom for gold, and it rises going into December, January. So that might be the reverse of the dollar fall. Apart from that, I think one thing people who are dollar-based need to focus on is the Amaro. That's the one thing that nobody's talking about, but I think it's going to have a big impact on everybody's life in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. If you Google it, you'll find out all about it.
Well, you could tell us a little bit more right now.
You always hear it on CNBC, don't you? The Amaro is the proposed new currency for the North American community, which is being developed right now between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico to make a borderless community, much like the EU, and the dollar, Canadian dollar, U.S. dollar, and the Mexican peso replaced by the Amaro.
You really think that will get any leeway?
You may want to visit a couple of websites and see how far along it is. The Canadians are pretty upset about it, whereas the Americans, apart from the Texans, are the only people who know anything about it. The rest of the public's really sort of with their head in the sand on this one.
Okay, interesting. I mean, we've already got NAFTA, the free trade zone, isn't it? I mean, is that working? Is that doing enough?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's created a lot of illegal immigrants come across the border. I don't know. You get the pros and cons on this thing. NAFTA, for some people, is a very good thing. For other people, it's been a disaster. And I think this is one way that the politicians are trying to work themselves out of what potentially could be a disastrous situation going forward.
Oh, yes. Bring on the Amaro, baby. We need it. Embrace it. Love it. Live it.
And about a week or so ago, back when the stock markets, and frankly all across the world, looked like the economy was getting ready to just fall out from under us, all it takes is for that to become a reality and a new currency to bail us all out and rescue us will be accepted with open arms.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, please bring it on. We need it. Oh, yes. It's the same mindset that was created during the Great Depression. Up until that time, everybody distrusted government, anything like that. But boy, as soon as the jobs disappeared and you come out with a Works Project Administration, the Civilian Conservation Corps, and you're putting people to work, oh, it's government's the solution for everything.
Exactly. Whenever if stuff gets bad enough, people will hand over a lot for a solution. I mean, right now we don't think that our average Americans would hand over their dollars for a common currency. Well, back in the 30s during the Depression, they handed over their gold for little slips of paper.
Yeah, just willingly brought it in. Okay, whatever you say. I'm going to trade my gold for paper, something of value, for something with it. Okay, yeah, all right. And then, of course, that gold was sold off to people for like $20 an ounce, and it was sold all over the world.
Exactly, and then they artificially raised the price of gold up to some like they doubled it right after they got finished confiscating everybody's
right.
money. It was just so crooked.
Yeah, I mean the reason people ask, well, why hasn't there been an auditing of the gold with the Federal Reserve? Because it ain't there. That's why. I mean, come on. I mean, we need an audit of our gold supply with the Federal Reserve. Well, okay. They trot around some bars to make it look good. There was some hanging out under the World Trade Center for a while, about $200 million worth.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that belonged to us. I think it belonged to somebody else.
We're
good at storing everything for everybody else, but when it comes to us, no, sorry, I can't have that.
I mean, I can't tell you how many people I've heard whenever I bring up the issue of our money and gold, they'll automatically bring up Fort Knox as if there's some
right.
sort of gold there. And that Fort Knox has been empty for decades.
Yeah.
There's
even
nothing there.
They'll shoot you if you get close. It went bye-bye. The Federal Reserve, and they admitted, well, we're holding all the gold for you guys. We're keeping an eye on it. We're good people.
And
I heard tonight, one of my talk show hosts tonight said that members of the Fed, who are the original investors in the Federal Reserve, they actually get a 6% dividend. Oh, my gosh, that means it's for profit. Oh, imagine that.
Well, yeah, I knew it was a private corporation ran by private people for profit, but I did not actually know that they get a 6% dividend. I did not know that.
Did you know that you and I could buy stock in the Federal Reserve?
I didn't know that either.
Yes, indeed, you can. I saw that as well at the Federal Reserve website.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, imagine that. Hey, where's my seat? Do I get to go to the meetings?
Look out for our monetary well-being, Mike. That's what it is.
You can put a quarter in my pocket, it'll burn a hole in it. Maybe, but that ain't sounds like I'm the right guy for the job, doesn't it? You're going to be Fed Reserve Chairman there, boy. You don't have any money in your pocket, it burns a hole, you the man. Come on. Fiat currency, baby. And look, I mean, it's all coming to a crash. I mean, we can laugh about it. And we can joke about it, but it's all coming crashing down. I mean, this is just exactly what they want, because the only way that you make this thing work, and I've said this before, Adam, the way that you make this work is you have to create parity between the three economies and between the three currencies. The Mexican economy, there's no way that you can increase their economy to a point to where you can make it, you can bring it into parity in line with the United States economy and the economy of Canada. There's no way. So the only way to do it is to crash the economies of Canada and the United States so you create parity with Mexico. That's the only way to do it.
Exactly. Exactly. And we will be the losers of this operation, because, I mean, I remember back there, and I think it was 2001, whenever the nations in Europe started officially converting to the euro and getting rid of their national currencies. And the nations like Germany and France lost out big time on that, and Italy won great because I forget what their currency was called at the time, but
the lira.
Yes, the lira. It wasn't worth very much. It was worth it was pretty worthless, to be frank. And the mark and the franc were pretty strong, and so they by creating this common currency. The Italians won big time. I mean, that was a great boon for them, but every other economy was hurt, really hurt by the
right,
move.
And the only European country with any sense, imagine this, is the British, who keep the pound, and the pound is probably one of the strongest currencies in the world.
It is.
I mean, it kicks the euro in the teeth. It definitely kicks the dollar in the teeth. It's 2-1 to the dollar.
I know it. I think the only currency in the world that is stronger than the pound is probably the Swiss franc.
Yeah, probably so. I mean, it's just it's incredible. We all just sit here and look at it. Okay, North American Union, embrace the Amero. Bring it on. Give me some Ameros. That'll be 5 Ameros, sir. And now you can already see all this coming about, because you've got the dollar, which is virtually ready to tank. I mean, it's on life support, folks. I mean, if there was a do not resuscitate thing order for it, they'd already be dead. I mean, they're keeping it on life support. And you've got the Mexican peso that's rising. When the Mexican peso has been more dirt in years, And the Canadian dollar is close to parity with the U.S. dollar. I haven't checked it in the last few days, but it was rising as well. And I know the peso has just been going up and up and up and up. And the dollar's just sitting there hanging, waiting to do its little death dance.
Yep.
The death rattle for the dollar. It's coming.
Yeah. I'm not sure how Clint Eastwood movie would sound, Fistful of Marrows, but we're fixing to have it.
Yeah, can you imagine seeing that movie 50 years from now? What's a dollar? Well, it's something that we had when Clint was around. He said, go ahead, make my day. And they did and transferred to the Amero. Aren't you happy now? We're living in squalor. We're a third world country. Well, we used to be a great country. Now, I know, we can't afford food tonight. I'm sorry. Well, we do have one box of macaroni and cheese left that we were able to get from the Salvation Army. It's a good thing they're still around. Back in a minute with a final segment with our guest, Adam Rott. This is absolutely insane, folks. This is probably one of the most important issues of what's going on in this country right now, and it needs to be shouted from the rooftops that they're ready to sell what's left of our sovereignty away. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Final minutes tonight with our guest, Adam Rott. I don't know what happened with Connie Fogel. We never were able to get a hold of her, but hopefully we can reschedule for her for another night. Adam's website is www.OklahomaCorridorWatch.com, OklahomaCorridorWatch.com. You know, something that we haven't mentioned in all this, Adam, we talked about Bush and Harper and Calderon meeting, but where the real action takes place is these working groups that they've got that are creating the policy and doing all this harmonization. That's where all the real work is done. These guys are just there for show.
Exactly. They're here. They're figureheads to show it, but the real work is being done behind the scenes in working groups and just out of the way things. I mean, I'm sitting here right now looking at a document from NASCO that is talking about the realization of the SPP and the language that they're using. If you go look up their joint statement that the three leaders released today, it's
right.
Almost verbatim some of the stuff coming out of there. It's these small non-governmental organizations or these working groups. That's where it happens. That's where the reality comes about. And these people and the figureheads just stand there and they talk about it and talk about the jelly beans. Apparently,
they're the most important thing. The free flow of jelly bellies across the borders. We've got them. Mexicans want them. Now we've got to get them to them freely.
Exactly.
And we'll trade tortillas for it. Because, I mean, that's all the dollar's going to be worth. I mean, that's just it. It'll be, a dollar for a tortilla. One. Not a pack. One.
Yeah. Exactly.
You need hearty there, my friend. Oh, but wait, there's the Amaro. It'll get you a whole pack for one Amaro.
Yeah. And yeah, just switch to the Amaro, and I'll take care of all your problems because Mexicans.
And that's how this is all going to come about. When the dollar goes, people's savings are lost. I mean, I saw something today that said the housing values are going to drop by like 43% within the next 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, because the house I'm in has appreciated in value like $30,000-$40,000, which is like about 40%. And I've been in this house 8 years. And so if it's going to, the drop is just going to be absolutely huge.
Yeah.
For so many people, because they're going to just be stuck, no way of selling the house, and then you're going to end up with more foreclosures.
Yep, and at that point, it'll just start snowballing beyond reason.
Right, but at that point in time, we'll have enough illegal aliens come over here who can get loans without credit checks, without Social Security cards, or any type of ID, and they'll be able to get some insane home loan, and they'll be living in your house.
Exactly. Exactly. It amazes me that I can't go buy a pack of smokes without having to show my ID. Or my dad can't buy a case of beer from Walmart without having to show his ID. But an illegal alien can go get a loan from a bank with no problems whatsoever.
I thought about really walking into like a Bank of America or someone and say, hey, my name is Manuel. Or my name is Miguel. Well, you don't look brown. No, I'm a Spanish side, my friend. give me my checking account now. Well, Chambers doesn't sound like a Mexican name. No, it's Spanish.
You just might get away with that, Mike.
How to is it getting a bank account with no ID and no money down? Oh, my gosh.
We're in trouble.
Manny's real name is his full name is Manuel, my producer. But he's not Mexican. Manny, I mean, if you were... We could send you down to the Bank of America and get you your own account. That way we could have it all. We could write all kinds of checks with it, have a great time. Of course, nobody can find us because we don't have ID.
Yeah, I'll get one for you and Adam.
Hey, that's a good deal. Thank you, man. He's going to get one for both of us.
All right. I'd use that.
Yeah, Adam, I appreciate it again.
Thanks for having me on, Mike. It's always good to be on with you.
Always, always. And we'll look forward to doing it again. Adam Rodarguez, his website, OklahomaCorridorWatch.com. Tomorrow night it's open lines. I feel the need to rant, folks. And we're going to get it on tomorrow night. You can just call tomorrow night Wacky Wednesday because it's going to get wacky. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. It's what we're fighting to save this country for. Everybody have a good night.